go fast.
And now, the Brick Hill Morning Show presents our weekly interview with a man known as Highway 11, Julian Edelman.
Time to lock and load, boys.
That is a milestone for Julian.
Laser focus! Laser focus!
Edelman comes down with a football. They're saying it's a catch.
Julian Edelman makes a move, works his way in.
Watch it or don't. Whatever.
Touchdown, Julian Edelman.
Let's go now. We got our feet wet. We're going.
Look at Edelman break two tackles, and Edelman is home for the touchdown.
They can't cover me.
Never touched the ground.
It's unreal. It's insanity.
Julian Edelman off to the races. Julian Edelman. Goodbye, Edelman.
Boys, I got the knee. The knee falls for me.
Sports.
Julian Edelman joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, and he is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea, East Coast Metal Roofing, Fletcher Granite, your local granite supplier, cutting and providing granite to communities all across New England, right down to the curbs outside of your homes and businesses. And also, Julian Edelman is brought to you by Zooty. Build any apps that your company needs in a week. Just visit Zooty.com for details. Good morning, Bubs Edelman.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Greg?
Well, I'm doing okay. I did notice on the social media that you are sending JE11 apparel to various guys in the league, and I haven't received a single item yet, so that's somewhat hurtful.
Those guys asked for them.
Okay. Well, consider yourself asked.
You got to do is ask. Prettiest girl in school never went to prom. Everyone's too afraid to ask, buddy.
Are you trying to become a global brand like TB12?
No. I don't know. I'm just messing around, man. Just worried about the 49ers and slanging a couple T-shirts.
All right. Well, let's talk about football. We just had Jason McCourty on, and I was after telling him I know that it's no excuses down there, I asked about the lack of practice leading into that Broncos game. Did you feel like that was a factor for you guys?
This is what we're dealing with. So, I'm not going to make an excuse. I mean, we got to play better individually. I got to play better. And I'm sure, it definitely hurts probably, but that's 2020 for you. I mean, there's a lot of other people that have a lot worse than us right now, not being able to go out and practice. So, I'm worried about the 49ers. And, we got a couple days of practice. Hopefully come out here today and take advantage of this day and go into the weekend prepared and confident and ready to compete.
Julian, I know you're always looking forward, but after you have a tough loss with the team, do you do anything different as far as avoiding the media? Like, I would imagine you probably shield yourself from a lot of social media and news stuff in general just during the season to protect yourself. But do you do anything different after a loss because there's so much more chatter?
I've learned over the years. I mean, you glimpse here and there, but you're on a conveyor belt almost of just like, all right, well, now we got another one. Like, our games are too important to sit and dwell on something, especially this early in the season where, you're still trying to improve your team. You're still trying to find an identity. You're still, plugging away, and you kind of just move on. That's what I've done over my career. That's what I'll try to continually do.
When you said conveyor belt, Greg thought you meant an all-you-can-eat sushi place's ears perked up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You most certainly did.
No, I
saw you. There was a light in your eye.
No, I didn't.
With the soy sauce on the little lazy Susan?
Correct. Low sodium, though, right? Need that low sodium.
Low sodium.
By the way, just to deviate for a second, Wiggy just said that the Big Mac is the best of the quick service burgers, and you're a burger guy. So do you agree? Or are you In-N-Out?
I love In-N-Out. But yeah. I will tell you right now, as an American that grew up here in this country, you can never go wrong with a Big Mac or a McDonald's burger.
I do love the In-N-Out as well, animal style all the way around.
I mean, I love In-N-Out. I put them in different categories, but I mean, I love a Big Mac. That sesame seed, I mean, all those artificial flavorings.
That special sauce.
Those pickles that are around a couple of days. I mean, they're the best. Yeah, you can't beat them.
They're pretty good. When it comes to the trade deadline, which is approaching rapidly, do you push coach at all to go out and get some additional weapons on offense? Is that something you guys talk about? Is that something you feel like this team needs?
Are you out of your mind? Coach, about a personnel decision or anything like that?
Nothing.
In my life here.
Nothing. Do you think that's something the team needs? Would you like to see an additional weapon on this team?
Yeah, as a player, you sit and worry about things you can control and things that you can do to help the team. And you worry about the guys that you have in the locker room. I mean, that's other people's jobs in the organization. But I'm confident with what we got and who we have. And, you know, it's still there's still a lot of football left here. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't be urgent by any means with how we play, practice, and prepare. But, you know, that's in someone else's hands. I worry about what I got to do as a player to come out and play my best football.
Julian, you talked about you wanted to play better. You feel like you got to play better. All players in the NFL, they always, you know, they're very critical of their performance and they look for areas that they feel like they need to get better in or they need to do things that maybe they just haven't done. What are some of the areas, like, specifically that you feel like you could do a better job at?
I mean, obviously, we got to catch the ball better. I think just focusing on, you know, the little details of each play and getting back to fundamental football. It's been a weird year, and your mind wanders here and there, and, you know, you practice it, you're not – all these things, these factors, I mean, you just got to – like, the best teams are the teams that are going to be able to focus on all those little route details, play details, scheme details, and trying to play that to the best of your ability. Because when you start playing that those little games, that's when you play your best football, at least when I play my best football. So I would say just focusing, trying to control my ADD-ness and really go in and play football.
Josh McDaniels said this week that he needs to do a better job of getting you involved in the offense. Does that mean catching the ball or throwing it?
That's a question for Josh. I don't know. Whatever Coach McDaniels asked me to do, and do anything I can to help this team.
Well, I there's a lot of people who suspect that you're injured. Ninkovich, your pal, was on this show yesterday saying that he can't believe that you're 34 years old and he was done at 32 or whatever, and and it's tougher to do it the older you get. So my question would be, A, are you dealing with something that injury-wise, and B, which I'm sure you'll answer that, and then B, is it harder to play this game when you get to your near mid-30s?
A, we never talk injuries.
Right.
We've gone down this road for how many years have we been doing the show?
I don't know, 10, 12. How long
have
you been
here?
Yeah, as long
as you've been here, basically.
How long have you been here, 10 years?
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I have to ask. If I don't ask the question, then
people
text. people text in and they go, oh, all you did was give Edelman softballs. So I have to ask the question. All right, so we don't talk about injuries. Is it tougher to play it at your advanced age?
I mean, it's not easier.
Yeah.
It definitely gets harder. I mean, you gotta continually, I mean, a lot of things work even harder to get your body going each week. And, I mean, that's pro sport. And that's in any kind of facet of life. Ours is just accelerated.
Right. Did you ever think that you were going to play with Jimmy G as a starting quarterback?
Whoa, who is this? That's Curtis. I mean, we just throwing out randos now?
That's Curtis. You know Curtis. He's kind of a miserable guy. He thinks that this franchise is done once Tom Brady left.
Is he happily miserable?
Yes.
Is that what you call him?
Copyright.
Yes. I'm very happily miserable. But that 2016 season, you start the season with Jimmy G.
Go ahead, Curtis.
You start that season with Jimmy G. He goes 2-0 and then gets hurt. What did you see from him then, and did you think that you would at one point play with him as your starting quarterback full-time?
I mean, Jimmy was Jimmy. That was a while back. If you think about it. I've never really focused on, you know, is he going to be my starting quarterback going forward, this or in the future. I was worried about the games that we had at the time with him, and I thought he did a good job. And you know, Jimmy, he can play football. He's got that little gunslinger mentality. He's got that quick release. He's handsome. You know, he's got it all. So I don't play against Jimmy G. I'll play against the defense. I'll be playing against, you know, the 49ers defense. But you know, it'll be weird and kind of cool to see him in my hometown uniform that I grew up watching coming to Foxborough.
All right,
to play us this weekend.
The twisted question of the week for Julian Edelman is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea and the ultimate day drinking beverage. Get some Twisted Tea for the games this weekend and keep it twisted. And a 617 texter wants you to rank that, even though you're on to the 49ers, they want you to rank that loss on Sunday when it comes to the losses that you've been a part of in your career here.
What are we doing?
I mean, is that the worst one? Is it mid level? Is it? I mean, are they all the same? I can help you
Greg,
out with an answer if you want.
The time has gone by and the games are over. They're all the same. We're on to the next.
I don't write the questions. I mean, they're the listeners. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what is just? Let me give it. You want me to help you out with the Belichick answer? A loss is a loss. They're all the same. A loss is a loss. We're on to the 49ers.
Your worst loss is your last loss. Yeah,
they're all in the rearview mirror. They all look the same.
I don't know if I hate losing more than I like winning. Let's just say that. And a lot, they're all the same. They all just have this taste in the back of your throat that you learn you got to swallow. So
it's Mac sauce.
Go move on. So
all right, Bubs.
You know, we're just moving on, Bubs. We're all moving on. 49ers, San Francisco, Santa Clara, wherever they're from.
Yeah.
We got them.
We got you. McCourty got to the facility before you this morning, by the way. I think that's, I mean, is that like a fatigue kind of thing or an old guy, veteran kind of thing? What's the deal?
Nah, it's more of we have to change our protocols and what we can and cannot do at the facility with, I don't know.
Arrival times.
The routine is. No, there's a routines have changed. I can't used to be able to get treatment through an outsource near the facility. Now you can. So now you got to. I mean, there's so many rules. We can't even get into this.
All right.
You don't have to stagger your arrival times, though, right?
Huh?
Do you have to stagger your arrival times?
After games, we do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen.
Don't know.
Get in there quick because there's about five gadget plays that have to be installed for Sunday. So get in there if you could get in there quick. All right.
All right, thanks. Hey, thanks. Hey, Greg.
Yes.
That box is coming, dude. That box is coming. Don't you worry.
Okay.
It should be there before Hanukkah.
Is it the kind of situation like the European clothing where you get an XL and it's not really an XL?
Throw some double X in there for your boy.
You want me to text you the address or do you
Bro, they don't make either of your sizes.
Nah, dude, we got it, dude. We're good. We got you. We got you.
Okay, I can fit that JE11 gear. Don't sweat it.
It looks like spandex.
That's all right. It's a style, Danielle.
I could run over to the house later if you want me to pick it up in person.
We're kind of in a bubble. We're out.
Okay. All right. #COVID, bud.
Just let me know. I got a couple things this afternoon, but I could blow them off. I mean, just let me know. I'll be waiting by the phone.
I'm not allowed to see outside people that travel everywhere every weekend to do things.
All right, Julian Edelman. Good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll see you guys.
All right.